Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of the Real and Redeemed podcast. I'm so happy y'all made it back. If this is your first time, welcome to the community. I'm glad you made it here. This is a safe space where we just talk about life and do life in Christ, and we do it with authenticity. We do it without any filters. We do it with just being 100% honest. I'm glad y'all made it back here. I hope everyone's week was well. Mine was pretty good. This past week, I've just been trying to record episodes, you know, for y'all, because I will be going back to my hometown for a couple of weeks. And while I'm there, I just want to make sure I got some stuff to push out for y'all. But I wasn't going to bring all this equipment with me. So that's why I was just like, let me just go ahead and, you know, record these episodes now. But trying to figure out some topics and stuff was a little tough for me this week. And I was just stressed over, well, not really stressed, but my mind was just a little foggy. And yesterday I had to clock out a little early. I said, Lord, I can't do this, not today. So I clocked out a little early and I just rested for the rest of the day. But this morning, when I woke up, I was ready to conquer the world, child. I said, yes, I'm ready today. I'm ready. Let's go, Lord. I'm ready. So I'm excited about today's topic. We are going to be getting into some good conversation today. Last week's episode, we spoke about suffering and how God can sometimes be silent during our most difficult times. I spoke about the different reasons as to why God may be silent during those times. And one of those reasons that I mentioned as to why God is sometimes silent during our times of suffering and facing difficult trials is so that he could get the glory in the end. This week, I kind of want to branch off of last week's episode and speak more about going through trials so that God may be glorified, but specifically when what we are up against, the trials we're facing, the difficult situations ahead of us, I want to speak on what it looks like when it seems God has not come through for us at all and did not keep his word. Last week, God reminded me of a word he placed in my heart the end of last year, and that word was, it's not the end and I'm not finished yet. Last week, if I'm being 100% honest, I felt like God did not come through for me on something that I really needed him to, the way I wanted him to. And I was a little annoyed by it, but that's when he reminded me of the word he placed on my heart the end of last year, which was, I'm not finished yet, Diamond, and it is not the end. Often when we are faced with adversity and it looks like God didn't come through for us, we start to feel away, right? Some of us may be confused because we know we got a word from God, but that word didn't come to pass when we wanted it to. And now we question ourselves and we start to question God as well. And we get angry with him because we felt like he didn't come through on the promises that he made. We feel sad because we think to ourselves, how could someone who says that he loves me not come through for me in the most difficult time of my life? How could he let this trial that I'm facing actually happen? How could he let me get evicted? How could he let my relationship come to an end? How come I keep having miscarriages? How come I keep losing friends? How could he actually allow this thing to happen to me? He says he loves me, and yet the one thing that I did not want to happen, the one thing that I was so afraid that would come to pass, actually happened. But I wanted to make an episode about this because while we may think that the situation you're facing has ended and that nothing good is going to come from it, God is reminding us that he is not even finished with it yet. So that's what we're going to get into today, y'all. In the verse that God gave me, and that I want to reference for this episode is John 11 verse 4. And it reads, hold on, y'all, I wasn't prepared. It's John 11 verse 4. And it reads, when he heard this, Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death. No. It is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. This verse is from the story of Lazarus, And for some context, for those who have never read the story of Lazarus, Lazarus was the brother of Mary and Martha. He was very sick at this time. And so Martha and Mary sent word to Jesus that Lazarus was sick. Jesus had a very close relationship with Lazarus and his two sisters, Martha and Mary. So naturally, the sisters felt like they could bring their needs to Jesus because of their relationship with him. Just like how when we have a relationship with God, when we are going through things, when we are in need of God, we call on him and we expect him to move on our behalf. That is what Mary and Martha wanted from Jesus when they sent word to him. They didn't have to ask him to come because they knew since Jesus loved Lazarus so much that he would show up anyways. All they did was send a word that simply said, "Lord, the one that you love is sick." So when Jesus received this word, the first thing that came out of his mouth was, "This sickness will not end in death, but is for the glory of God." But right after that, in the text, it says that Jesus decided to stay where he was for another 2 days, knowing how sick Lazarus was, and Lazarus ends up dying. Let's talk about it for a second. Because Jesus, why you ain't go to Lazarus right away when you knew he was sick and you knew that his sickness would end in death? There have been times that I have called on God, that I have poured out my heart to him, asking him to come through for me and do things for me, and he didn't. And I would be mad about it, and I would be upset about it. I would be hurt because I felt like God didn't come through for me like he said he would. And I know that's how Martha and Mary both felt, especially with the relationship that they had with Jesus. They did feel some type of way. They expressed how they felt in the story. And it's the same thing with us. Sometimes we feel like when God doesn't show up for us when we want him to, we get mad and we start to question him. God, if you love me, why didn't you show up for me? God, you made a promise to me that I would get the house. Why hasn't it happened yet? It's been 5 years and I'm still waiting on this house. When is it going to happen? God has had to remind me several times that he is never late and that he is always, always on time and that everything is orchestrated and planned in his timing. He is a strategic God, and everything that he does, it works for our good and for his glory. God's time is not our time. God is patient. And too often we are always in a hurry and we feel like God is working too slow for us. We feel like he's not moving fast enough for us. That if he doesn't show up for us for this specific thing at this specific time, then we're going to miss out on whatever it is while we're waiting for it. PSA, while the purposes of God may seem to be delayed in our minds, they are always fulfilled. Let me say it again for the people in the back. While the purposes of God may seem to be delayed in our minds, they are always fulfilled. God is never late. Even when we feel like he showed up late, he was right on time. And we see that in the story of Lazarus. Jesus stayed 2 days. 2 days in the place he was at after receiving word from Martha and Mary that their brother was sick. He stayed 2 days. When Jesus finally arrives in Bethany, Lazarus had already been dead for 4 days. When Martha found out Jesus was there, she immediately goes to him and basically says to Jesus, "Had you been here when I first sent word, my brother wouldn't have died." Just a little side note. I love how honest Martha was when she said what she said to Jesus. She said, "Had you been here on time, had you been here when we needed you to be here, my brother would be alive right now." I love how honest and forward she was with Jesus, because I feel like a lot of times when we do face situations and it seems as if God didn't show up, instead of going back to him, instead of sitting in his presence and expressing how we feel about our situations, we stray away from him. We don't want to talk to him because we're mad. We don't want to pray or read our Bibles because we feel like we shouldn't feel the way that we do towards him. And now we're embarrassed to face him while we're in our feelings. But Martha felt how she felt and still went to him and expressed her feelings. She expressed what was on her mind at the time. It is okay to feel what you are feeling and express it to God. It is okay to be angry, to be upset, and it is okay to take that anger out, that sadness. You can take it to God. You can tell him how you're feeling in your worst moments, and he will still love you. We do not have to put on this front with God. Feel what you're feeling. Tell him about it. He already knows anyway, so just tell him. Martha did not hold back at all. She went straight to Jesus when she found out that he finally arrived to their village and said what was on her mind. When Martha expressed how she felt to Jesus, Jesus responded by saying to her, "Your brother will rise again." Now, when I first read this story, I was like, "Jesus, how are you going to say this sickness won't end in death, but Lazarus ended up dying anyways?" I was so stuck on the fact that Lazarus had died and that he was dead for 4 days before Jesus raised him from the dead, that God was like, "Go ahead and go back and read verse 4 again, girl. Go ahead and read it again, because you're not really understanding what that word said." So when I did go back, what stood out to me the most in that verse was the word end, E-N-D. Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death." End means the final part of something. Jesus didn't even refer to Lazarus as being dead in the story. He referred to him as sleeping because he knew he was going to raise him from the dead. Jesus was like, he just rested. Meanwhile, Mary and Martha are in shambles. And I know this feeling far too well. Okay, there have been times when I was so stressed about situations that God had already figured out for me. God had already cleared a path for me. God had already made a way for me. And I would be down here going through it. Meanwhile, God is like, "Girl, calm down. Relax, my child. Chill. Chill out." Jesus told his disciples that Lazarus was sleeping and that he had to go and wake him up from his sleep. Jesus knew the plans he had for Lazarus already. He knew he was going to wake him up. Lazarus' death was not the end. It wasn't the final part. The final part was God getting the glory through Jesus from raising Lazarus from the dead. But in order for Jesus to raise Lazarus from the dead, he had to die. Do y'all understand what I am saying? Like, whatever situation you're going through right now, whatever you're facing, you feel like it's the end. You feel like you have done all that you could. You prayed, you asked God to help you, and he didn't show up when you needed him to. Now you feel like you are faced with the end of it. But I want to tell you that this is not how it will end. Whatever situation you might be facing right now, it's not the end. It's not finished until God gets the glory out of it. It's not finished until you can say out of your mouth, "Thank you, God. Only you could have done this for me. Only you could have made a way out of no way for me." God may have someone in a situation right now where it seems like there is no way out. It looks like it's over. That is when God shows up. That is when God makes a way out of no way. That is when God does his best work. That is when he will blow your mind. It's about him getting the glory out of your trials. And you just might have to stumble in order for God to catch you, but you can guarantee that he will not let you fall. Your situation just might have to die in order for God to raise it back from death. Lazarus had to die for Jesus to get the glory. But we cannot lose faith when the situation isn't looking like how we want it to. Martha thought her brother being dead was the end, because that's what she saw. She saw his dead body. She smelled the stench coming from his tomb. She knew it was over in her mind and that there was no return from his death. But Jesus reminded her and said, "Didn't I tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?" What situation are you facing right now today and it looks like it's over? It looks like God hasn't come through for you. And because you feel like he hasn't come through for you, you're ready to give up. Friend, please don't give up. Please don't give up. Do not lose faith. God is not finished with your situation yet. It's not the end. God is not done with your story. He is just getting started. What I love about this story is how strategic Jesus was in allowing Lazarus to die. We see his strategy of allowing Lazarus to die be orchestrated in a way that works for everyone's good and for his glory. So for Mary and Martha, I feel like God allowed Lazarus' death to not only test their faith, but he allowed Lazarus to die so that they would know Jesus in a new way. You get what I'm saying? Like Mary and Martha knew Jesus as a healer already. That's why they sought him out. That's why they asked for his help, because they knew that Jesus was a healer. And because Lazarus was sick, they called on Jesus to come and heal Lazarus. But after Lazarus died and was raised from the dead, Mary and Martha now knew Jesus not as a healer, not only as a healer, but they also knew him as a resurrector. They got fresh revelation of God's power through Jesus Christ. It's about being in awe of God. There's so much that we do not know about Jesus. And in order for us to know him better, he will allow things to happen to us and allow us to go through things to reveal his glory. Who is Jesus to you? And how do you know him? Have you gotten to know him better through your trials? I know for some of the things that I've faced, I know God is a provider now, but he's revealed to me, he's revealed it to me in so many different ways that I constantly am amazed by how he comes through for me. It's never the same pattern with him. He is always showing up in new ways for me. And he did this with Mary and Martha as well through Lazarus' death. Another thing that God revealed to me in this reading, in this story, was that because Jesus delayed his arrival to show up for Lazarus, that there were Jews that got to witness the glory of God through Jesus that ended up believing in Jesus Christ because of what they witnessed. Jesus did not show up immediately when Mary and Martha first sent word that Lazarus was sick. He stayed 2 days where he was, and then after that told his disciples, let's go to Judea. So it really did seem like Jesus was just taking his sweet time getting to Lazarus. But the day he finally gets to Bethany, their village, the day he finally showed up there, that was the same day that there were Jews visiting Mary and Martha. The Jews were visiting them to comfort them due to Lazarus' death. And because they were there at the same time that Jesus came, they got to witness the miracle of Lazarus' resurrection, a miracle that only the Son of God could perform. The Son of God being Jesus, the only one that he could perform. And after they saw Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead, they believed in who he was, that he was the Son of God, because they saw his works. They saw what Jesus did with their very own eyes. Had Jesus showed up to Mary and Martha immediately when they first sent word, those Jews probably would not have been able to experience the power of God through Jesus Christ. But because they saw with their own eyes what Jesus did, they became believers in Christ. Because Jesus delayed his arrival in coming to Bethany, they were able to experience that miracle. They were able to see it with their own eyes. Jesus knew what he was doing when he allowed Lazarus to die. Jesus knew what he was doing when he showed up. He is a strategic God. He is an orchestrator, and he is always on time. Do you know how crazy it is to think God doesn't know what he is doing in your life? To think that he forgot about us because he didn't show up when we wanted him to show up. He didn't show up yet because it wasn't time. He didn't show up yet because he is still orchestrating and still planning things out that will work for your good in his glory. I know the circumstances may not look good at all right now. Somebody may be about to get evicted, and you're wondering why God is allowing it to happen. Somebody may have just gotten fired from their job that they loved, and you're wondering why God allowed it to happen. You think it's over. You think it's the end. You think your story is done, but God is just setting up the plot. I feel like too often we question God as if he isn't the creator of this universe, like he doesn't know what he's doing. Ecclesiastes says, consider what God has done. Who can straighten what he has made crooked? He has allowed certain things to happen in your life for a reason. And he is the only one that can get you through it. He literally created the universe. He created this world. He created you. Everything is under his authority. He is sovereign and he is the ultimate source of all power and everything that exists. So if that thing that you expected to happen has not yet happened and you feel like God didn't show up for you when you needed him to, it's because it wasn't time. It's because it wasn't time. The Bible says that there is a time and a season for everything. And it also says that no one can discover the work he has done from the beginning to the end. Do not give up on God because you think your situation is over. Do not give up on him because you think he will never come through for you. Jesus told Martha, didn't I tell you that if you believed that you would see the glory of God? You have to have faith in him and believe that whatever you are waiting on, God will bring to pass, but at the right time. Only God knows. Only God knows when that time will be. He is strategic, y'all. He is strategic. He knows what he is doing. We cannot give up on him when things do not go how we want them to. When we want them to. As soon as things aren't going your way, you're ready to give up and throw in the towel. You're ready to turn your back on him, or you try to just handle things on your own. You got to keep believing that God is going to show up for you, but you have to be patient until he says it's time. Waiting is scary, y'all. It's scary, especially when your situation is not looking great, especially when you don't even know how the situation is going to end. And if the end is near, it's not looking so great either. I can only imagine what Mary and Martha was feeling when their brother died because Jesus didn't show up when they wanted him to. They probably felt like Jesus forgot about them. They probably felt like Jesus betrayed them. But Jesus already knew Lazarus was going to live. God knows what he is doing. We have to remember who God is. We have to remember his character. God is not a liar. If he promised you something, it will come to pass. God is a promise keeper. We have a covenant with him. He cannot lie. The only thing we should be doing on our part is waiting patiently with endurance until that promise comes to pass. Remember, your story does not end here. If it feels like it does, I promise God has so much more in store for you. He is just setting up the plot. Trust him. Keep trusting in him and keep believing in him. And I promise y'all, it is going to come to pass. I cannot wait until that day comes for y'all. I can't wait until that day comes for me. Because Lord, when I tell you, it is some things in my life right now that look like God is not working at all, that look like it is the end. But because I know who God is and because I know he showed up for me before, that this is not the end yet and that he is still working things out on my behalf. And I just pray, and I'm going to pray, that you guys have the same mindset as well. That's all I got for today. This was a very, short episode, but I felt like that was so important to talk about. And I felt like not on this episode was for me as well, but I felt like there might be somebody out there that just need that reminder that this is not the end. It's not over yet. Y'all keep pushing, keep striving. God is working everything out on your behalf. He is making those crooked paths straight. But just remember that he may have just been the one to make those paths crooked in the first place. And if he did, allow him to straighten them out for you. Don't do it yourself. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and pray for you guys. And I hope that somebody got something out of this episode today. So let us bow our heads and close our eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for showing up for us today, for showing up for us every day, Lord God, for allowing us to be woke this morning, Lord God, for allowing air to be breathed, for allowing breath or air, you know, in our lungs. You know what I'm trying to say, Lord. thank you, Lord God. We don't take any of it for granted, dear Heavenly Father. We don't take our health for granted, Lord God. We don't take the traveling mercies that we receive from you each and every day. We don't take any of that for granted, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you for your child, Lord God, that is currently listening to this podcast. And I pray a prayer over them, Lord God, that will remind them that if they are in a situation right now that looks like it is over, Lord God, I want to remind them, Lord God, that it is not over until you say it is over, until you says it's finished, until you say that their story has come to an end, dear Heavenly Father. I pray that in this time, Lord God, that they wait patiently on you, Lord God, but they are reminded of the covenant that you have with them. They are reminded of the promises that you have made to them, Lord God, and that they remind themselves, Lord God, that you are a promise keeper and that everything that you promised them will come to pass, but they have to be patient, Lord God. I pray that they just can endure a little while longer, and in that endurance, Lord God, that they are strengthened, Lord God, but they are also remind themselves, Lord God, that their strength comes from you, dear Heavenly Father, that they don't have to carry everything by themselves, Lord God, and that even though it feels like they're falling, that they are not, Lord God, that you won't allow them to fall, that you won't allow them to land on their face, dear Heavenly Father. I pray that they see these days, Lord God, as a way of just allowing you to work through them and in them, Lord God, in this time, dear Heavenly Father. They may be going through something right now that does not feel good, and their hope may be lost, dear Heavenly Father, but I pray over them and I pray restoration, Lord God, in their hope, dear Heavenly Father. I pray that you give them hope, joy, and peace in this time, dear Heavenly Father. And I pray that they continue to wait, Lord God, for that thing that they need you to show up for them for, dear Heavenly Father. It is in your name that we pray. Amen. Y'all, I hope somebody got something out this episode. I surely have. I'm going to go back and listen to it like 10 times because I be needing reminders. I really be needing reminders. But I'm glad that y'all were able to make it back. And I hope that you guys make it back again next week as well. Same time, Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific time. Love you guys. God bless y'all. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. Bye.